Cristo Rey, a Catholic school in North Philadelphia, has a pilot curriculum that will turn students into pilots, drone pilots. Throughout this school year, the students have been building toward a launch date for their fleet of homemade drones. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron checked in on their progress.
Nothing actually left the ground on Monday morning. Instead, students spent their time furiously typing code and loading it onto three-wheeled objects that kind of resembled remote control cars.
And then you have to tell both wheels to stop, to then tell both wheels to do the same, another thing.
It's all part of a progression, explains senior Maria Tejada Cáceres.
This car is going to help us build the drone that would be done by the final senior year.
The year actually began with light bulbs.
So they first started with basic electricity.
Eva Porter runs Cristo Rey's Autonomous Systems Engineering Academy, an idea developed and funded by the auditing firm Deloitte and an education nonprofit called Base 11.
They hooked up a light bulb with a couple of wires and, you know, a couple of AA batteries, and they just learned about current.
From there, they tackled coding, 3D printing, and woodwork. All the skills needed to build a moving modern object. Along the way, they picked up insight into how things actually work.
Just like a TV that you break and you get to see the things inside. Like it all makes sense now. Like you see all the wires and the little pretty shiny things. It all makes sense.
Base 11 focuses on getting underrepresented groups like women and minorities into STEM fields. Cristo Rey makes sense as a guinea pig for this new curriculum because 99% of its students are students of color and 65% are women. Maria Tejada Cáceres is both and is starting to think engineering, not nursing, may be her path.
Which is why I applied to all my colleges undecided so that I can take a little bit of every course to figure out, because this is like so cool, maybe I would like to do it in the future.
And all that started with a literal light bulb moment. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.